Now we are going to this year we will start going back to New Testament.
今年我们会回到新约。
So let us turn to 1 Thessalonians.
所以让我们打开圣经到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians, we will be going through this book chapter by chapter.
我们会一章一章的来讲。
And of course, when the time permits, from time to time, we will go back to Old Testament as well.
当然，如果有时间的话，我们偶尔会回到旧约。
And today, you will realize the order of service is a little bit changed.
你也会发现今天我们的敬拜的次序有一点更改。
We change the pastoral prayer to the end of the service.
我们把这个祷告换成在讲道之后。
So that we can pray about the message we hear and the scripture we read.
这样的话，我们就能够按着我们刚读的这段经文，还有我们刚听了讲道的来祷告。
And I also want to extend it to all so that we can pray for the need of the church at large.
我也要邀请大家参与这个祷告，因为我们要为着我们的教会不同的需要祷告。
So let us return to 1 Thessalonians. Today we will preach from chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 10.
所以让我们今天来看帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们会看第一章第一到第十节。
Let me read in first in English. First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of Thessalonians in God and the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to you, to God, always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayer, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, the labor of love, and the steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 4. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you. He has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of man we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitator of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind reception you had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for the Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus delivers us from the wrath to come.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第一节，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。我们注意第四节，被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来， 你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
We are going to preach from this message, this passage, and the question is, what is the theme of this passage?
我们会从这段经文来看，而且我们要问的一个问题就是，这段经文的重点是什么？
Of course, verse 1 talk about Paul and Silvanus and Timothy. He's writing a letter to Thessalonians, the church of Thessalonians, and then he gives thanks to God for all the work that they have done.
当然在第一节我们就发现保罗是按着他还有希拉跟提摩太的名写信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
And then verse 4 is the most important verse in this passage.
这段经文其实的最重要的一节经文就在第四节。
He says that for we know, Paul know that brother you are loved by God, that you are, he has chosen you, you are chosen one, you are the elect, you are the Christian, we know you are truly God's children.
保罗说我知道你们是蒙拣选的，也就是说保罗深信他们就是真正的基督徒，他们是神的儿女。
So here he lists out a long list of characteristic or the marks of Christian.
然后他就在这里写了一个很长的清单，让我们知道这个信徒的标志到底是什么。
So let me briefly go through it before we explain every word.
所以让我首先略略的讲过这一些标志是什么，然后才一一的解释。
So let's look at verse 4 again. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you because, you see the word because,Because our gospel came to you not in words, but also in power, in Holy Spirit, and with full conviction.
我们再看第四节，被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独是在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
So here he talk about full conviction. Here conviction, of course, we will explain later what is the power in the Holy Spirit. Full conviction is the internal certainty, great sense of certainty that this is true.
这里讲到他们有充足的信心，这一种信心充足的是在心里头，就是他们心里头深信他们所接受的是真理。
So Paul, how do you know this group of men are believers? Because I know you receive the gospel with full conviction, with full certainty, with great sense of internal confidence.
所以保罗怎么知道他们是真正的信徒呢？因为当他们接受福音的时候，他们是充满着信心，而且很有把握的接受这个福音。
Not only they receive the word, they receive the gospel, but they also become the imitator of Paul and the Lord. Look at verse 6. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord.
他们不只是接受福音，我们也要看第六节，他们接受了真道之后就效法保罗，也效法主。
So how do we know a person is a Christian? Because they receive the gospel, they receive the biblical truth, they receive the truth with eagerness, and they follow the example of Jesus Christ.
所以我们怎么知道一个人是真正信主呢？首先他不只是接受这个真理，他的接受是非常充满信心还有把握，而且他们也成了也以耶稣基督为榜样。
Not only that, when they face persecution, they come, the heart is full of joy. Therefore, the third point is the expression of joy under trials.
而且第三点就是他们虽然是面临了苦难，不过却心里还是有充满着喜乐的，所以第三点就是这个苦难中的喜乐。
So we see the second part of verse 6. For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看第六节，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
So how do you know a Christian? How do you know someone is a Christian? How do you know you are a Christian? Because you eagerly receive the truth, because you follow the example of Jesus Christ, because you are under persecution, under trial, you still have joy. And the fourth point is you are the exemplification for others, for others to follow. Look at verse 7. So that you become an example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
所以我们怎么知道一个人是真正的基督徒呢？首先，他接受真理，而且第二，他以耶稣为榜样；第三，他在苦难中会有喜乐；还有第四，就是在第七节，他也成了众人的榜样。我们看第七节这里说，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
So not only that, you look at the verse 8, it talks about the evangelizing, the evangelism for of the gospel, the evangelizing the neighbor. Look at verse 8, for not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you, it's the word of the Lord went forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, and but their faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything.
我们看第八节，这个也让我们看见一个真正信主的人，他们会传扬福音，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来。你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。
Next point, how do we know a person is a Christian? Because the life has changed. Look at verse 9. For they themselves report.Concerning us, the kind reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols and to serve the living and true God.
我们怎么知道一个人是真正的基督徒呢？再多一点，就是我们会看见这个人生命有所改变，在第九节，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
那么 the last point on this list is the expectation of the second coming of Christ. We look at verse 10, and to wait for his son from heaven whom he raised from dead, Jesus who delivered us from the wrath to come.
我们来到这里的最后一点，就是这个人是真正的基督徒，因为他也会仰望主的再来，在第十节，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
So as you can see, this Paul is giving say, I know you are chosen by God. How? Because, and he start going in through the whole list.
所以保罗在这里说，我知道你们是蒙神所拣选的。怎么知道呢？因为他就给了一个清单。
But you look at this list, it's only 7 characteristics or 7 marks.
不过你看这里的清单只有七个标志。
So how can we come up with the title 10 marks of Christian church?
这样我们怎么去数算到有十个教会的标志呢？
So as we think through, how do we know a person of...What is the reason that we believe that they are Christian? Paul said these are the 7 reasons. And then when he prayed another 3 items. If you look carefully, let's go back to verse 1.
保罗在这里说，我们怎么知道这个人是真正信主的？他就给了七个标志。不过他在他的祷告中也有另外提到三个标志。我们就回到第三节。
So let's look at we go to chapter 1, verse 1.Paul Silvanus Timothy to the church of Thessalonians in God and Father, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mention you in our prayer, remembering you before God and Father, your work of faith, labor of love.Steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们从第一节开始，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前， 不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
So here he mentioned about three things. He talks about the work of faith, the labor of love, and the steadfastness of hope.
所以在这里保罗提到了三点，就是信心的功夫、爱心的劳苦，还有盼望的忍耐。
So if we add all this together, there are 10 characteristics.
所以我们把这三个加在前七个的时候，就有十个标志。
So remember here we talk about the eagerness to receive the truth, the example of Jesus Christ, the expression of joy under trial, the exemplification of for others, the evangelism of the gospel that changed life, and the expectation of a second coming. And if we look carefully, this list is all in past tense.
所以我们刚才提到了七点，就是真理的接受、耶稣的榜样、苦难的喜乐、众人的榜样、福音的传扬、生命的改变，还有仰望主再来。我们如果是详细的来看，这一切都是以过去的文法来写的。
So Paul is giving the reason why he know they are Christian, why he know they are elect, why he know that they are loved by God, because of all these reasons, and these are all past tense. And when he pray, he's talking about present tense. He talk about their labor of love, the work of faith, the labor of love, and the steadfastness of hope.
不过在保罗祷告的时候，他提到这个信心的功夫、爱心的劳苦，还有盼望的忍耐，这三点则是在用现在式的文法。
So this is basically our faith is not idols. Our faith have effectiveness if it's working. So we will see the expression or manifestation of our faith. So you have the outward expression, that's the work of faith. You see he love, you know the faith is working, you know he has hope. It means under trial, under pressure, he still have joy, he still have hope. That shows he's a true Christian.
所以我们的信心不是歇着的，它是不断的有工作的，而且你看见这个人，他表现他的爱心，表现他的信心，也表现他的忍耐，这些都让我们看见他是一个真正的信徒。
So I entitled this message as the 10 marks of Christian church, or 10 characteristics of Christian church.
所以这一段经文我们讲的这个信息的主题就是一个基督教会的十个标志。
Of course, it is a 10 point. If I spend each point 10 minutes, it will be 2 hours.
这里有十点，如果每一点我花十分钟来讲的话，我们在这里会逗留2个小时。
So I will be touch and go on, will be briefly explained, but I'll just show you the text and we will talk about it in future, I'm sure.
所以我们现在只是略略的讲过，以后有时间我们再详细的来提。
Of course, when you look at this, if you are thinking, you will ask a question, where did this passage talk about church?
如果你是在思想的话，你可能会问这段经文哪里有讲到教会。
It talk about elect. He say, I know, because verse 4, that for we know that God has chosen you. He's talking about chosen, they are talking about elect, talking about Christian.He did not talk about church.
这里不是说是蒙神拣选的弟兄啊等等的，没有讲到教会。
And of course, when you understand what the elect or the chosen means, it means elect, it means people called out by God.
不过如果你明白什么是被拣选的话，你会知道它的原文的意思就是被呼召出来的意思。
And the same Greek word is used to describe churchThat's where CP will be teaching on our Grace Bible School about what is church. Church is people that call out, people that God call out from the world.
当然在希腊文里头，拣选跟教会是同样一个希腊字，也是指呼召出来。我们在这个恩道学院里就会提到这个教会的意思到底是什么。
So if you look back to verse 1, he said, First Thessalonians verse 1, he said, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church, to the one who is called out. And then in verse 4, we know you are called out. So you see, these two words are actually parallel.
所以在第一节保罗说称他们为主耶稣基督里的教会，然后在第四节说他们是蒙神所拣选的，这两个词其实就是平行的。
These two words, the root word is the same. So you are the call out, you are the church. How do I know you are church? How do I know you are Christian? It means the same thing.
这两个字的在希腊文里的字根都是一样的，无论你是教会还是你是蒙神所拣选的，都一样代表是被神呼召出来的。
So this passage can be easily entitled the 10 marks, the characteristic of a true Christian or the characteristic of true church.
所以在这里我们可以说它是指着真信徒的这个标志，也能够说它是一个真教会的标志。
So the question is this, why Paul want to talk about this?
问题是为什么保罗要提到这一切呢？
And why is it important to us?
这个话题对我们有什么重要性？
I think this is a very important lesson for all of us.
这个功课其实非常重要，让我们可以学习。
Especially when we enter to 2020, where you hopefully you have 2020 vision.
当我们进入2020年的时候，希望你对2020年有这一些宏愿。
So basically, you have to see clearly who are we and what is a church. So basically, we can do it in such a way that we review, reflect our past and when we call ourselves Christian, what do you mean by calling ourselves Christian? When we say we call ourselves a church, what does it mean to, are we a true church? Or ask the question another way, what are we supposed to pursue? What is our objective? What is our purpose? So that we can be more effective in the evangelism or in the witnessing for the Lord.
所以我们自己必须要自我审查，我到底是一个怎么样子的人，我应该是做一些什么事情，我在2020年我应该有一些什么样子的目标，我应该怎样子的活，也要怎样去传福音，这些我们都必须要反省。
And today there are many mega churches or so-called churches. When we say they are churches, are they exhibiting all these characteristics that we are talking about here?
今天我们有所谓的巨型教会，当然我们在这里是简称他们为教会，可是当我们把这些巨型教会与这个清单来相比的时候，我们有没有发现在这些教会里头有看见这些标志呢？
So when we there are people who ask me, can I go to this church, can I go to that mega church, I ask the question, that very simple question, are they exhibiting the characteristic of a true church? If you are not, then you should not be going there.
有些人会问我，我能够去这间教会还是去那一间巨型教会吗？我要问他们的问题总是，你要查考这些教会到底有没有展现这些标志。如果他们没有展现这些标志，我们能够称它为教会，你应该去那里吗？
On the other hand, we have to evaluate ourselves. Are we true church? Why do we call ourselves true church? What is the standard? Where is the evaluation? So where do we validate us? So we have to go back to the Bible and tell us exactly how we should do church.
换个角度，我们也要自我反省，来查考我们是否有展现这些标志，我们是否是能够用圣经来肯定我们的做法，我们应该怎样的来做这个教会呢？
Let me return and say, why does Paul wants to talk about this topic?
让我回到这里回答这个问题，保罗为什么在这里要讲这个的题目？
If you remember in the book of Acts, Paul was preaching in Thessalonica for about 3 weeks.
如果你回到《使徒行传》的时候，你记得保罗来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候，在那里讲到大概3个星期。
And his message was so effective that many people accepted Christ and followed Paul.
他所传的信息是何等大的效果，直到有许多的人接受了福音，而且跟随了保罗。
And of course, there are people who are the opposite camp and are not happy that there are many people who turn from idol and turn toward Jesus Christ.
当然有些人他们很不高兴那些离弃这些偶像跟耶稣，当然有些人非常的反对。
And they created a mob, and so they started a mob. They go in from house to house, try to arrest Paul. And actually, middle of the night, the brothers sent Paul and Timothy and they all out of the Thessalonica. So they left in a hurry so that they will not be caught.
那一些人就引起了当时有一个暴动，他们每一家每一户去寻找保罗，想要去抓拿他，所以。这些弟兄们他们就非常快的把保罗给带离了这个城市。
So Paul's preaching in Thessalonica is very short. When he left, he cannot go back because the people are looking for him. So in this time, at this time, there are other false prophets start coming out and say Paul is wrong, Paul is bad, Paul is a false prophet, and start attacking Paul. And Paul has to tell them, no, we are not. We are true gospel, and we are true apostle, and you are true Christian, and you are a true church. And he has to explain all this thing in this the book of Thessalonians.
所以保罗在那里的时间非常短暂，而且当他逃离了这一个城市之后，他不能够回到那里，因为那里的人要捉拿他。这一个时候就有一些假先知假教师他们就兴起来，他们指责保罗是假先知，指责保罗所传的道是虚假的，所以保罗就写信来教导帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他所传的是真实的，那一些其他的那一些才是假先知。
So the letter, the aim of the letter is to encourage them to stay faithful to the Bible.
所以这一段圣经这一个书信的目的就是要鼓励他们要忠于圣经。
And very unfortunately, there are some people who die during this time.
这个时候有一些人不幸的死亡了。
And then there are false teaching saying, oh, these people miss the second coming of Christ, they will not be saved. And Paul had to write and talk about this subject.
有一些假教师就说这些死了的人他们错过了耶稣再来的这个第二次降临的这件事情，所以就起了轰动，保罗就要写信来鼓励这些信徒。
And then of course they say those who die miss the second comingAnd then what happened to those who are living? What should they do? So Paul wrote to them and to teach them about second coming. In fact, second coming is the major theme in the book of Thessalonians.
他们不只是说这些死了的人已经错过了耶稣再来的这件事情，而且他们也教导一些错误的观念如何的生活。所以保罗写信就是要教导他们，不只是告诉他们有关这个耶稣再来的事情，而且教导他们如何的活着这个生命。
In fact, we go through every chapter, you realize that every chapter talk about second coming of Christ.
所以帖撒罗尼迦其中一个重点就是讲到耶稣再来的这件事情，我们在看每一章的时候都会看见耶稣再来的教训。
所以Therefore, we have to work hard to look through this bookand examine the second coming of Christ. So this is a major topic that we will be spending time this in 2020.
所以我们必须要下苦功来好好的查考帖撒罗尼迦前书，为的是明白耶稣再来到底是怎么一回事。
And on top of this, there are people, Paul have to encourage them to stay holy, not to continue their immorality in the past. And not only that, they believe that the rich people in the church supposed to feed us all, so they don't work. So Paul said, no, everybody has to work, should not be burdened to others. So these are some of the major topics that we will be examining in the book of the Thessalonians.
我们其中会提到的一些话题就有 这些人，保罗要鼓励帖撒罗尼迦的教会的信徒要活着一个圣洁的生命，不要继续的犯奸淫。而且有一些人相信这些有钱的人应该把他们的钱财分给大家，所以他们就不要工作，保罗也会鼓励这些人必须工作等等的。
And this topic is also very important because we, every one of us, although we claim to be a Christian, or you can be a Christian for many years, but the question is, do you have all this fruit to exhibit, to show yourself and to the people around you that you are true Christian?
当然非常重要的就是我们可能信主不久，或者我们信主了很多年，我们都必须要自我审查到底有没有展现这里所讲的标志，让世人都知道我们是基督徒，而且也让自己清楚是基督徒呢。
Therefore, we see Paul, and this is exactly what Paul do when he said he wrote the letter to Corinthians, the 2 Corinthians chapter 13:5. He said to the believers, he said to the church of Corinth, say, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself, or do you not know, do you not realize that about this, about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test.
保罗在哥林多后书13:5那里也是有相同的教训，你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Therefore, I think we need to go back and examine ourselves as the beginning of the year. It's always good to examine and show and pursue at least this direction so that we prove to ourselves and prove to the people that we are surely a God's elect, and that's the direction, a trajectory that we want to pursue.
所以在新的一年里，这一件事情是非常好的，我们要回去自我审查是否有展现这些真信徒的标志，不只是证明给自己，也要证明给周围的人看我们是真正的信徒。
So very quickly, let's go through this list again.
所以很快的，我们再来看这个清单。
How do we know we are Christian?
我们怎么知道是信徒呢？
How do we know we are a church?
我们怎么知道我们是教会呢？
Therefore, let's look at verse 4 again. For we know, brother, loved by God, that you are, he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not in word, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction.
我们回到第四节，被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
So here he said, how do I know you are chosen by God? Because the word, the gospel came to you not just words, but with power, with Holy Spirit, and with full conviction.
我们怎么知道你们是蒙神所拣选的？因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。
So what does power, Holy Spirit, conviction means?
这里讲的这一个全能、圣灵还有充足的信心指的是什么？
Of course, when we talk about power, it could be talking about the effectiveness of the message. The message is powerful. And every powerful message must have the work of the Holy Spirit, otherwise nothing will get done.And of course, when this is with the Holy Spirit, you receive with great sense of certainty, with have strong sense of inner confidence. So you receive the gospel and feel in your heart, this is true, this is right, this is where I will commit my life.
当然这里所讲的全能很可能是指保罗传的信息是有功用，是有效果的，而且如果没有圣灵在心里工作的话，信息传出去也不会有效果。当这个圣灵以他的全能在信徒里头的心工作的时候，这一个人就会有内心里头的把握，也有肯定。
Therefore, whether a person receiveWhether a person is a Christian or not, it depends on whether you receive the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以一个人是否是真正的基督徒，首先很重要的就是他有没有接受耶稣基督的福音。
This is what Paul said in Romans 1:16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
保罗在罗马书第一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
So this is the first point is basically, look, if you receive the gospel with eagerness, you inner confidence, your strong sense that this is right, this is first point. Then the second point, if you do so, then you want to follow Jesus Christ. So you want to imitate Jesus Christ.
所以第一点就是你必须要接受这个福音，这个真理，你要深信，而且内心有十足的把握，知道这一个真理是真实的。第二，当我们接受了这个真理之后，我们也要跟从耶稣基督的榜样。
Let's look at verse 6. And you became imitator of us and of the Lord.
第六节，你们效法我们，也效法了主。
So imitators, the word imitator in Greek is like basically our English word mimic. Basically, it's like you follow, you learn, you imitate the person. So if you are follower of Jesus Christ, you follow, you learn, you are student of Jesus.
这里讲的效法就是有样学样的意思，也就是说耶稣怎么做，我们也跟着他怎么做。
So therefore, we need to follow Jesus Christ. Our target is to be like Christ.
所以我们跟从耶稣的时候，我们的目的就是要更像耶稣。
Of course, Romans chapter 4, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect.
当然罗马书十二章二节教导我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和可喜悦的旨意。
So my question to you, if you are a true Christian, do you receive the gospel? Do you follow Jesus Christ's footpath and be like Christ?
所以要问自己的问题就是，你如果自称是基督徒，你是否有接受耶稣的福音，而且你有没有跟着耶稣的脚步去行。
Third point, the expression of joy under trials.
第三点，苦难的喜乐。
If you look at verse 6, the following,
如果你看第六节的话，
The word having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
You see, as a true Christian, when we are under persecution, under trial, we can have joy. Why? Because we have hope. And who give us this hope is Jesus Christ.
如果你是真的基督徒，你在面临苦难的时候，你的内心会有喜乐，因为你有的是盼望。而且你怎么有盼望呢？这个是耶稣基督所赐的。
As therefore, a person, how can you have joy under persecution, under trials, under difficulties? Because you have hope.
一个人面临苦难、受逼迫的时候，要怎么能够有喜乐？只除非他有盼望。
Therefore, here we can see that the faith is under trial, and if you are full of hope in Jesus Christ, you will not afraid of difficulties.
所以当一个人的信心面临着逼迫的时候，你如果是对耶稣基督有盼望的话，你就会有喜乐，你也不怕。
So a true Christian will have eagerness to receive the truth, to follow the example of Jesus Christ, and you must express joy under trial, and third, you must...be examples for others to follow.
所以一个真信徒不只是接受真理，跟着耶稣的榜样，在苦难有喜乐，也会成为众人的榜样。
Look at verse 7. So that you became example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
第七节，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
In fact, they are not following Jesus Christ, they are not only following Paul, but they became the example for all to follow.
他们不只是效法保罗、效法主，而且也成了其他人的榜样。
And the next point, evangelism of the gospel. Basically, if you look at verse 8, He said, for not only the word of the Lord sounded forth. The word sounded forth is like blast forth, or it become a very intensely go out from you.
还有在第八节这里，他们是主的道从他们那里已经传扬出来。这里所讲的传扬，就是非常大声的去宣告一样。
So, if you look at verse 8, for not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth, your faith in God has gone everywhere.
不只是传扬出来，而且神的信心在各处也都传开了。
So you see, it's so effective that everybody knows.
它的效果这么的大，直到所有的人都懂。
So eagerness to receive the truth, follow the example of Jesus Christ's expression of joy under trial. You'll be an example for others, and evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ. Next, you show the example of the exchange life. You show that your life have turned around.
所以不只是真理的接受，耶稣的榜样，苦难的喜乐，众人的榜样，福音的传扬。第九节我们也看见有生命的改变。
Look at verse 9. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
第九节，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
The word turn is 100% about turn. Basically, it's totally against any idols. Obviously, today many of us do not worship idol, but whatever take you away from God, that is your idol. It could be invisible idol in the heart.
这里所讲的离弃，就是指这180度的转变，就是掉头而走的意思，离弃偶像。当然我们今天有许多的人不是真正的在一个木头面前下拜，可是在我们心里头也有这一些隐形的偶像，无论是任何事情使带你离开神，就是你心里的偶像。
So the question we have to examine is, do we still have idol in our heart?
所以我们要问的问题就是，我们心里有偶像吗？
We have to turn toward God and turn away from the idols.
我们必须要离弃偶像，归向神。
So we have to examine ourselves and see, can we give a testimony? Can you explain to people, others, that you have a true change of life?
所以我们要问自己，我是否能够给其他人做一个见证，关于我自己有这个生命的改变吗？
When we go for baptism, when we explain to people we became a Christian,that's where we look for, do you have a clear change of direction? Do you have a clear change of life? This is what the word confession means.
当我们受洗的时候，我们常常要寻找的一个很清楚的标志，就是这个受洗的人他是否生命有一个真正的改变呢？
So the repentant is the word. Do you really repentant is basically about turn. You turn away from what you are doing and turn toward God.
这个就是认罪悔改的意思。我们要有一个180度的转变，而离弃偶像，归向神。
This is exactly what Paul did. And said he declared first in the Paul said that he turned. He says that everybody should repent and turn to God and perform the deeds in keeping.With their repentance.
这个就是保罗在使徒行传那里所做的，他劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
So here we see the eagerness, the example, the expression of this let me see the example of Jesus for others to follow. Looks like my slide has some issue here. Okay.And the evangelism of the gospel exchange life, the last point is the expectation of the second coming of Christ.
所以我们已经看了这个真信徒有真理的接受，也会跟着耶稣的榜样，在苦难中有喜乐，也成了众人的榜样，会传扬福音，在生命里头有所改变，还有最后他会仰望主再来。
And I think the last point is the most important motivational factor for us to live a life and have our, let us have a focus. That is the second coming of Christ.
最后一点其实也是最重要的，因为它就是催逼我们的行出之前所讲过的那一些，就是当我们有这个盼望，我们仰望着耶稣基督再来。
And look at verse 10, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from dead, Jesus deliver us from the wrath to come.
第十节，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
So the question is, what is referring to when Jesus come again? He come to deliver us from the wrath, the punishment to come. What is the punishment?
所以我们在这里要注意，当耶稣救我们脱离将来愤怒，这个愤将来的愤怒到底是什么？
So we have to examine this. So therefore, we have to when we read when we study Thessalonians, we have to go into all this talking about tribulation, talking about coming judgment, and all these things. When we refer to this thing and say God will save us from this thing, what is these things?
我们就要来考察这个问题，当我们说耶稣或者神救我们脱离将来的这些事情，这些愤怒啊等等审判等等，这些到底是什么一回事？
Of course, if we study the book of Revelation, you will be, you will find out a lot more details about this.
当我们去考察这个启示录的时候，我们就会发现很多的细节。
Of course,You know, when remember that when Jesus Christ was taken up into the heaven, and in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 11, the angels asked these people and said, Men of Galilee, why do you standing looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him going into heaven.
我们在使徒行传第一章第十一节的时候读到这个天使对使徒所讲的，加利利人呐、啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来
？So the question is, in if Jesus come again, what do you expect him to do?
问题就是，当耶稣再来的时候，你指望他会做什么呢
？Do you?Expect him to judge you, judge the world, or do you expect him to reward you and give you the salvation?
你指望他来审判世界，还有审判你，或者是你指望他来到的时候会赏赐你呢？
If you truly believe he will come again, you will live a different life.
如果你真正相信他会再来，你活着的生命必定会改变。
If that is the case, we will be.Changing, we will be working hard to please him, to take away all the filthiness and live a life that is worthy of him.
我们必定会要有改变的这个生命，我们要求耶稣会把我们的一切肮脏污秽都除去，为的是要蒙他所喜悦。
So here we are talking about the seven marks or seven characteristics of ChristianAll Christian church.
所以我们在这里看了这个教会的七个标志。
Let me return to the Paul's thanksgiving.
让我们回到保罗的感恩。
So if we return to Paul's thanksgiving, you will see that this, all this, if you say you are true Christian, you must have fruits to exhibit, to manifest, to show the people that the faith is real.
如果你是真正的一个基督徒的话，你必须要有这个言行举止表现出你的信心是真实的。
That's why Paul thank God for the church of Thessalonian because of the work of faith, the labor of love, and the steadfastness of hope.
所以保罗在祷告的时候感谢神，因为他们有信心的功夫，而且有爱心的劳苦，而且有盼望的忍耐。
You cannot say you are a Christian and do nothing.
你不能说你是一个基督徒而什么都不做。
If you believe God, Jesus Christ come again, you will definitely do something.
如果你深信耶稣必再来的话，你一定会有行动。
If you believe exam is coming like the student, Don't tell me you will continue playing your video game.
如果你是一个学生，你深信这个考试将来了，你不会继续的在那里打电玩。
If you receive a court notice from the Singapore court for you to appear in court, you don't take it lightly. You know you better do something, otherwise you will go to jail.
你如果是收到了这个法庭所发出来的这个传单，你不会在那里什么都不做，因为你不做什么的话，你要坐牢的。
So the Lord save us. If you truly believe, the Lord save us to do good work. This is what.In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 talk about this.
所以耶稣基督拯救我们不是拯救我们之后什么都不做，而是拯救我们要行善。我们在以弗所书第二章八节就看见了。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 say, For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good work.
以弗所书二章十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善。
And in Second Timothy 3:16 saying that all Scripture is breathed out by God and for and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
提摩太后书第三章也告诉我们，这个圣经是神所默示的，与教训、度责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
If you are a Christian and you don't read the Bible, you don't pray, and you don't serve one another, you don't evangelize, then there are reasons you need to question your faith.
如果你是一个基督徒，你又不读圣经，你又不祷告，你也不彼此的侍奉，你也不传福音的话，你有理由怀疑自己是否是真正得救的。
Of course, you say I'm truly a Christian, then you should work hard in sharing your faith, work hard in doing good deeds, work hard in knowing God. So all these are manifestation of your love, the passion that within you.
可是如果你说我是一个真正的信徒，这样的话你就必须做出信心的功夫，你会非常的乐意的去传福音，去彼此的侍奉等等的。
So if you are inactive in 2019, let me urge you in 2020, do something.
如果你在2019年是没有做什么的话，让我鼓励你在2020年你要做出一些行动。
Those of you who have received the text messages from us that we are starting to read the New Testament unlike the Old Testament last year. New Testament, every day we only read less than 10 verses. So you're able to do this.
你应该是会有收到我们的信息，鼓励大家要加入这个读新约的计划。在去年我们读旧约，今年我们读新约，新约比较短，每天可能只有十节罢了，大家都能够做到。
And if you read the 10 verses, and then you use the 10 verses to guide your prayer, you at least you are growing a baby step toward the direction of spiritual maturity.
假如你是加入这个读经计划，每天读十节，而用这十节来带领你的祷告，你就是一步一脚印，一步一步的在那里成长。
Therefore, when if you say you have faith, you need to show your faith.
你如果说你是有信心的话，你必须把信心表现出来。
So Paul thank God for their work of faith, also their labor of love.
所以保罗在他的祷告里感恩他们有信心的功夫，也感恩他们有爱心的劳苦。
Many of us in this church has been doing a lot of labor of love without broadcasting, without telling others, but we know, you know, they quietly do their part.
我们在这里的我们的教会里有许多的人在幕后是静静的在做这些爱心的劳苦，彼此的相爱，这些我们都知道，不过大家没有把它传扬开来。
If you are a true Christian and you have been coming to this church, you need to show concern, show love to the person sitting next to you.
你如果是真正的信徒的话，你来我们的教会，你要去关心坐在你隔壁的人。
You must remember the person sitting next to you or in front of you or behind of you, these are people loved by God.
你要知道坐在你周围的人都是蒙神所爱的。
So you need to love what God loves.
你要爱那些神所爱的人。
So therefore in the John 13:14 he says that the Lord said a new commandment I give you that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another.
所以在约翰福音13:34耶稣说我赐给你们一条新命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱。
So how did the Lord love us? That's the way you love one another.
我们要怎样去爱彼此相爱呢就要跟着耶稣怎样爱我们。
1 John 2:9 say whoever say he is in the light and hate his brother is still in darknessWhoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling.
约翰一书二章九节，人若说自己在光中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半点的缘由。
And you must show how you love. Your love must have some action.
你必须要表现出你的爱心，你的爱心是有行动的爱心。
And 1 John 3:14 say, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death.
约翰一书三章十四节，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，仍住在死中。
How do you know you are saved? How do you know you have life? Because you love. If you do not love, you are still in death.
你怎么知道你是活着的？你怎么知道你是真的信徒呢？因为你有爱心。如果你没爱心的话，就如同一个死了的人。
And the last thing, beside the work of faith, the labor of love, and the steadfastness of hope. Hope basically gives us, the steadfastness is something that you under intense pressure, yet you still continue to maintain your faith, persevere. That it shows that your faith is real.
最后一点就是盼望的忍耐。这里所讲的忍耐就是在极大的压力之下你还能够继续的持续下去，这个就表现了你的信心是真实的。
So the beginning of the sermon we ask, this passage talk about Christian.
所以我们在开始的时候问的这个问题，这一段经文讲的是指信徒吗？
Paul said that I know you are chosen by God.
保罗说我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
How does he know? Because all this list.
他怎么知道呢？因为这一个清单告诉他。
Because this chosen one are the one that called out by God.
因为这一个拣选的就是被神呼召出来的人。
And the church is also called out by God.
教会也是神呼召出来的。
So how do we apply this message?
所以我们要怎样的去运用呢？
If you are not Christian, think through all this list.
如果你不是基督徒，你要思考这里的清单。
If you are Christian, you ask yourself, are you doing all this thing?
如果你是一个基督徒，你要问自己，你是否有这个行出来了呢？
So this could be your objective or your 2020 goals that you try to improve.
这个就能够成为你在2020年的目标，你能够朝这个方向去行。
Then on the other hand, as a church, what should we do? We should eagerly receive the truth.
身为教会，我们应该怎么做呢？我们首先必须要接受这个真理。
We have to receive the truth, and we have to eagerly follow the example of Jesus Christ.
我们要接受真理，也要效法基督。
We have to eagerly be example for others.
我们也要成为众人的榜样。
We eagerly share the gospel.
我们要去传扬福音。
We eagerly show the expect the Jesus second coming.
我们也要仰望耶稣基督再来。
So we want to be a church that God is pleased.
我们要成为一个蒙神喜悦的教会。
So in 2020, I will put the challenge to you. Is your faith known to people around you?
所以2020年我要给大家发出的挑战就是你的信心是否让周围的人看见了呢？
Should we pursue all this to show that we are true Christian and true church.
我们应该去追求这一切，让大家都看见我们是真信徒，我们是一个真教会。
One of my professors said, the book of Thessalonians is actually a model church. The church in Thessalonica is a model church for all to follow.
我的一个教授说，这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会其实就是一个典范的教会，是让众教会去跟着去模仿的一个教会。
So, beginning after chapter one, we will go through chapter by chapter, verse by verse, to explain how the church should function as a church and also look forward to the second coming of Christ.
在第一章过后，我们就会逐章逐节的来解释教会应该怎样的去运作，要怎样的去来盼望这主耶稣的再来。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Father, we come before you. We thank you for the message of Thessalonians.We pray that you help us evaluate our life, whether we receive the truth, your truth, your biblical truth with eagerness. Do we aim to follow our Lord Jesus Christ? Do we express hope and joy when we face difficulties and trials?And show that we, our trust and reliance on you. Do we aim to be example for others to follow? Do we evangelize the people around us? Do we testify our changed life before the world? Do we expect your comingwith joy and eagerness. Father, let our heart, our faith, not hidden, but shine before men. May our faith give testimony to people around us, your goodness, your love, your faithfulness, your grace in our lives. Father, as we come, we pray for our church,that in 2020, it will be a time of growth, that all can see individual Christian, individual members are growing to love you more, to love one another more, to study your word, Bible more, and to eagerly encourage one another and teach one anotherYour word. So, Father, as we come to 2020, we pray that you revive us, every one of us, individually as well as collectively. Give us qualitative growth as well as quantitative growth. Father, we pray that it will be a time of revival, a time of coming to you with all.Eagerness to see what you are doing in our midst. We thank you for 2019, all the grace and all the things that happen. Be it good or bad, we know you, your plan is sovereign and you are good to those who love you. So, Father, we pray that this year 2020 will be a time that we come to know you more and love you more. Father, in 2020, we have new babies about to born. We pray for safety and we pray for the mothers that they are healthy and they give birth to healthy babies for your glory. Father, we also pray for all our children in our midst that we thank you for your kindness continuous to give us this precious children in our midst. We pray for our...faithfulness in teaching your truth to them. We pray that you continue to watch them and give us all the mother and father to be a good parents, to love you and to love the children and bring the fruits of repentance so that we can all glorify your name. Father, among us who are weak physically, we pray that you continue to sustain them and give them your healing so that they will be able to see your goodness in us. For those who have not placed their faith in you and you graciously place them among us, may we show love and show your kindness to them, and we pray your Holy Spirit to open their hearts so that we can receive your grace and receive your salvation with eagerness and with joy. Father, we commit our congregation before you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.